听友们，你们好，欢迎收听今天的托福独立口语，我是主播罐头。今天的题目呢，比较的接地气，是描述一位你特别喜欢的人，并且呢，简述原因。Describe a person who you would like to spend time with. Explain why you want to spend time with him or her. 这样的题目呢，怎么说？我推荐是回答自己的家人，比如父母或者外公外婆、爷爷奶奶。在这里呢，就以爷爷为例跟大家来讲，比如说你如果喜欢跟自己的爷爷在一起的话，有什么原因呢？第一个可能是他能帮助你解决生活中的烦恼。第二个呢，你们两个相处的非常愉快。第三个呢，你跟外公或者爷爷在一起的时候呢，感觉自己特别的自在。那么用英语怎么说呢？第一个是，首先表明态度， I want to spend time with my grandfather. First of all, every time I have problems, he can always help me out. 他可以帮我解决问题。第二个， Secondly, we know each other pretty well. 我们互相都很了解对方。第三个， Finally, when I stay with him, I feel totally relaxed.当我跟他在一起的时候呢，我自己感觉非常的自在，非常的放松。下面呢，我把这个参考答案，完整的参考答案跟你们分享一下。 I want to spend time with my grandfather, who is an open-minded, knowledgeable, and approachable person. First of all, my grandfather is really a knowledgeable man, and he has read various kinds of books,ranging from science to economy. So every time I have problems, he can always help me out. Secondly, we know each other pretty well, because when I was a kid, he always played a game with me and told me a lot of stories through a subtle facial expression. He can easily figure out my true feelings. Finally, my grandfather is a good listener and really friendly to everyone, so when I stay with him,I feel totally relaxed. 口语题里面呢，还是有必要适当的展示一下自己的词汇量。读的这一段这个参考的这个答案里面，有两个单词实际上是比较不在口语中那么常见的，一个是 subtle, S-U-B-T-L-E, 另一个是 facial, F-A-C-I-A-L. 这个 subtle 呢，是一个形容词，它有以下面几个意思。第一个意思是说不易察觉的、不明显的、微妙的，通常是来形容味道或者气味或者色彩。 subtle colors, subtle flavors, subtle smells, 淡淡的色彩、淡淡的味道、淡淡的气味等等。它的第二个意思通常用来形容人或者人的行为，意思是机智的、技巧的、狡猾的。 behaving in a clear way and usingindirect methods in order to achieve something. 比如例句是 I decide to try a more subtle approach. 我决定呢智取，就是指一个人或者他的行为是机智的、技巧的、狡猾的。参考答案里面这个 facial 用的就是这个意思，他是说他的爷爷有一种机巧的、机智的表情来跟他讲一些故事。再一个呢，就是 facial 面部的、面部用的、表面的 F-A-C-I-A-L, 比如说 a facial expression, 就是面部表情。 facial hair, 就是面部的这个汗毛，很细小的这种小汗毛 facial hair。 好啦，这个就是今天的托福独立口语，希望你们能够喜欢，欢迎跟我留言、点赞和转载，你们跟我提什么样的需求，我都会尽量的给予满足。谢谢你们。
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。